It is Monday, July 18th, 2011. I am Steve Gerwick, the webmaster of Gerwick.net. Time for a special interview, and today I'm welcoming to the line a very talented, beautiful woman who you may remember from ECW as a ring announcer, and she's involved in a lot of acting, a lot of singing projects. In fact, even performed at the Super Bowl. We'll talk about that in the interview today. Today I welcome Lauren Mayhew. How are you doing, Lauren?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm excellent. First off, we'd like to thank you for your time today. I know you're a very busy person, so we always appreciate the opportunity to talk to you and maybe communicate a little bit with your not only your wrestling fans, but also your fans across the entertainment grid.
Thank you. Well, I'm glad to be here and answer any questions you have.
Awesome. I guess, Lauren, up front, you know, as I said, a lot of people will remember you from my audience from your stint with WWE and ECW, but what you currently have going on, and talk about your music and some of your acting projects you are currently involved in.
Sure. Well, I actually just got finished shooting a feature film in Texas. It's called Burned. Actually, right now that's a working title. It may end up being called Burned Soul, but it was produced by a Texas production company and is right now going to be distributed by Lionsgate. And I'm really excited because I have the lead female role, which is really cool. And it's a thriller suspense movie, a lot of action. So for those of the, you know, the WWE fans who obviously are a fan of action, probably would be something that they'd like. And in addition, I'm also doing a lot of music. I license songs to film and TV all over from Universal to Lionsgate to MTV to VH1. And I have a single right now. It's called Look Inside. And I just got a label deal with Malico Records. And they're going to be doing a strong push to radio soon for the single.
In fact, I was just listening to it before I talked to you. And how did you get involved with WWE? And how did that stint all come about?
You know, it's kind of crazy. I actually just got a regular audition, just like I normally do. And my agent called me and he was like, you know, Lauren, I have this kind of unique opportunity. He's like, you know, I know you've never really done something, you know, like this before. He's like, you've sang a lot of anthems and you've hosted a lot of things, but never something quite like this. And I was like, okay, well, tell me about it. And so he told me what it was and I was like, yeah, sure, I'll go on the audition. So I went and I actually went into the WWE offices in Los Angeles. And I met with a woman there, and the first kind of thing that they really had us do was sing the anthem, because obviously it's not an easy song to sing, and they were like, that was kind of the, you know, the round one was, can you actually sing the anthem? So kind of past that round, the woman who auditioned me here really really liked me and really liked my rendition and had me come back again, put me on tape for the people in New York, and when they saw me, I ended up getting a call where they flew me out to New York, for a screen test, actually, and I went to the offices in Connecticut where their headquarters are, and I was just so impressed by, you know, the executives and how friendly they were and by the operation they ran, and, you know, because, you know, going into it, I really didn't know what to expect, and, you know, I definitely, you know, it made me think great things about it. So about a month later, actually, I thought maybe they had given it to someone else because I hadn't heard from them. And then a month later, they called and they were like, you're it. We want you. So I was like, wow, okay. So, and I pretty much started, like, I don't know, I'd say about 2 weeks after that. So I started pretty quickly.
When your agent contacted you about, you know, working with World Wrestling Entertainment, had you really ever been a wrestling fan? Did you ever grow up watching it? And since you're no longer with WWE, do you watch it currently?
You know, it was funny. As a kid, I actually did watch it a lot. And then, you know, as I grew up, I just got so busy with school and work and other things or whatever that it kind of fell off my radar. I unfortunately don't watch as much TV as I probably should, especially being an actor. But, you know, I do follow it now still. I think it makes it 1,000 times more exciting, you know, knowing the people and you know, now having been involved with the company, it's definitely fun to watch. But, you know, that was one thing that was a challenge for me was when I first started, they didn't tell me anything. They didn't tell me what I needed to know, what I was exactly supposed to do. I had zero coaching, zero training, zero knowledge of what to expect at all. Just showed up on day one, you know, with Justin Roberts being like, all right, we're going to do this. And they literally, I wasn't televised my first day, but I did do a dark match. So it was like literally imagine like coming in. I hadn't watched wrestling for years at that point. And they're like, okay, great, let's go do it. I was like, okay. So, you know, I made it happen. You know, I'm proud to say at this point, I rarely, you know, it's all live, so it's, you know, it's definitely difficult. You don't want to, you know, be messing up. And if you do mess up, they do allow you to kind of sometimes there's a little bit of a couple seconds of pre-taped, so sometimes, you know, you can fix something if you make an error. But I rarely made mistakes, which, you know, I was really proud of. So, you know, just because, you know, being someone new, you obviously want to make a good impression and, you know, not flub up too many times. So I think that they were, you know, pleased with that. But, you know, it was crazy. It was definitely a whirlwind.
No, I believe when you were there also, there was Lillian Garcia on the Raw side. And did they ever kind of groom you to be like the new Lillian? Because obviously Lillian Garcia is no longer with World Wrestling Entertainment, where they had obviously a singer, a very pretty woman, a model that could also sing the national anthem. Was that ever something that they ever talked to you about doing something with a long-term stint with them? Because I know when you signed with them was a short-term stint. Was that ever something they thought about of kind of grooming you for a more permanent position with the company?
Actually, yeah, that was the case. When I first came on, Lillian had actually just left.
Okay.
So that was the plan at the time when I first started. There actually wasn't any overlap. Like, she had literally just left, and I started basically right after her. So it was just Tony Chimmel, Justin Roberts, and then myself. And, you know, obviously, I think the final thing was that they did want me to do Raw at some point, but, you know, you can't just throw someone, you know, to the A game, like your first day, especially when they've never done it before. So they started me out with ECW and with Superstars. I got to do SmackDown like once or twice, but I think that they were going to eventually have me do SmackDown first and then to Raw. But, you know, I mean, things change with the company every day, and just because that was the plan at the beginning, you know, I think that they then thought, you know, SmackDown would be a really good fit for me. You know, I don't know, and who knows what it'll change in the future. You know, I'm still in a very good relationship with them. You know, I left very amicably, and, you know, they knew, and I think one of the reasons why they actually liked me was because of the fact that I have, you know, these other films and music and things like that that I think that they eventually were hoping to capitalize on later on. You know, but because of that also too, that does mean that I have these other things that are going on. And I think for me at that time, you know, I really enjoyed the time that I spent with them, but I think, you know, I made the right decision. And that's, like I said, not to say that, you won't see me on WWE again.
So was it your decision to leave WWE, or was it WWE's decision to part ways with you?
Well, basically they offered me a contract. And I, you know, after going over the contract with my representation and stuff, it was just certain things that we weren't able to work out contractually. So,
and going back to the Lillian Garcia discussion, we were obviously, since Lillian has left, they really have never filled that full-time woman announcer's role. You have Tony Chimmel still there, you still have Justin Roberts, and they've yet to, I guess, find a flaw. They had another woman, Angela Fong, who was Savannah, who came up and was working with ECW,
yeah,
and I believe NXT as well. But they didn't, obviously, they didn't sign her. I believe she's no longer part of the company as well. So do you see that as another situation where they are still grooming somebody for that role? Or is that something you would, you know, if they call you tomorrow and say, hey, you know, we really want you, we liked you back in the day, and we want a new Lillian Garcia, is that something that still has an interest?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I mean, I definitely would still be interested in something like that. I think maybe, you know, something that would be, you know, you mentioned, like, you know, someone who's like a Lillian Garcia. And what I kind of realized from working with them is that, you know, the typical, when we were shooting for, you know, SmackDown, Superstars, and ECW, they're mainly just shooting, like, what was live was the ring announcing. The national anthem singing was only really heard by the people in the arena. The only time that they ever really show the national anthem live, from what it seems like to me, is on the pay-per-views.
Right.
And that's actually something that I thought about, that it's like, if that's really when they showcase that, then even if they had Tony Chimmel and Justin Roberts be like the main ring announcers, you know, the majority of the time, what I would love is, since that's really when they use the national anthem singer, is to do pay-per-views, is to, you know, sing the anthem at the pay-per-views and ring announce for the pay-per-views. And, you know, it's once a month. That's still, you know, a very big part of the company and very, you know, and a very important, show. But at the same time, it would allow me to, you know, do some of the other acting and music stuff that I want. You know, I definitely, you know, would love to be a part of the WWE. It's just, you know, as you know, it's very time consuming. I mean, these people work very hard, and it's a full-time job. So, you know, you're always on the road. And I don't know, I've thought about that kind of. It's maybe something that I've been wanting to propose to some of the executives that I thought would be a good idea. But what do I think?
Maybe we'll get a scoop on here. You know, maybe if they hire you for that role, you heard it here first. But I think it's a pretty good idea. Actually, They don't perform the national anthem all that often on the pay-per-views. Either usually it's the major pay-per-view, such as a WrestleMania, which maybe that would be perfect for you as well, because obviously you've already performed at the Super Bowl.
Exactly. There you go. I'm used to big crowds. Well, you know, maybe when we release this this interview, you can get people trending this topic, and we'll make it happen.
Hey, we'll definitely work on that. I was wondering, you know, you had a short stint
with.
Perfect.
Let's do it.
All right. Sounds good to me. We'll throw that out to the social media out there, you know, Twitter, Facebook. Well, we're both on both, so we'll throw that out there to the readers and the listeners out there. I guess, you know, with your short stint with WWE, did you make many friends?
Yeah, I do keep in touch with some of them. And, you know, a lot of the people were very nice to me and definitely helped me out, you know, kind of showing me the ropes. I have to say that, you know, the company is very different than any other entertainment thing I've ever done, just the way that they operate and run and their relationships with each other, you know, like professionally and, you know, as friends and stuff as well. And not like in a bad way, just like in a different way. So it was definitely like a whole new world kind of that I had to get used to. You know, but yeah, I do still keep in touch with some of them. I mean, you know, obviously it's hard. They're very busy and they're traveling all the time and, you know, I'm busy too. So I don't get to speak to them probably as much as I'd like, but, you know, thanks to the benefits of Facebook, et cetera, I get to, you know, probably keep in touch with what they're doing more than I normally would.
Did you get a chance to meet Vince McMahon and maybe the McMahon family? And do you kind of have a opinion of the McMahons?
You know what I do, and I actually met Vince my very first day of working. He was very kind, came up, introduced himself immediately. You know, Vince is a gentleman who is very well spoken. He has a very strong presence, and obviously, but, you know, I think it makes sense because he's created such, you know, an entertainment giant, and I have a lot of respect for him. You know, he obviously knows what he's doing and has created something that's, you know, pretty impressive. His daughter is also very sweet. She's a, you know, big part of the WWE family, and I really loved working with her as well. They were a pleasure, both of them, so I have nothing but good things to say.
Now, I don't believe you've done anything, you know, wrestling-related since the 2009 stint. Do you get contacted about, like, maybe doing wrestling conventions and making appearances for wrestling shows?
Yeah, I do. And, you know, actually, you know, it's not something, like, you know, you mentioned before, you didn't know if, you know, it's something that you know, I do a lot or do interviews like this or, you know, talk about it. But, you know, I'm proud of my stint with WWE, and I enjoyed my time there. And, you know, I would love to still stay in this, you know, in the field and in the, you know, in the wrestling kind of arena. And, you know, I've done a bunch of actually ring announcing and national anthem singing for some MMA events, both in Atlantic City and in Philadelphia. I'm doing a autograph signing at Legends of the Ring coming up in October in Monroe, New Jersey. And I may also be doing another one beginning of September in LA, actually. And yeah, you know, in addition to that, you know, I'd love to still stay involved with some, you know, I've kind of had some people reach out to me about TNA and about a couple other brands, and you know, I'm definitely interested in staying involved and keeping in with this world. I think it's fascinating, and I really enjoy it, and I like watching the wrestling myself. So it's not something that I'm running away from by any means.
Well, you probably segued into something I was going to ask you about. Of course, you know, with wrestling today, there's really WWE and TNA from a large main scale perspective. Obviously, WWE's
right.
On USA and TNA's on Spike TV. So I guess you pretty much covered it there. But you know, after your WWE stint, was there a conversation with TNA? Did they contact you? And was that something that maybe you'd consider? You know, obviously, I think the TNA schedule would be a lot lighter than the WWE schedule because they don't run as many shows. So that'd be something that
would
interest you. Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
Okay, I was just going to say, was TNA, would that be a company that you'd be comfortable working for?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I definitely would have to learn more about TNA, just kind of I learn more about WWE. But one thing that you can probably tell from talking to me now, I'm definitely someone who's usually just, you know, down for whatever, open to meet people, open to take a meeting, open to learn about something, and just kind of take it from there. So, you know, I'm not one of those people who's just like, oh, no, like straight from the get-go. So, yeah, I definitely would be open to it. You know, whether it's the perfect fit or not, like who knows until you actually just jump in there and, you know, and do it. But I haven't actually spoken to anyone at TNA as of yet. I actually, a friend of mine had mentioned it to me that he thought that it would be something that I would be great for. And, you know, I just really haven't talked to the correct people. It's a totally different company, totally different everything from WWE. There's, you know, not really any overlap. So, you know, the people that you need to communicate with are completely different. But it could be something that I should look into. You know, as far as them contacting me, they haven't contacted me. I have been contacted by you know, a couple other, you know, entities, like I said, MMA fights, I've done a lot of now. They kind of just found me. It's so funny how people find me sometimes. Sometimes it's through my website or, but because of, you know, social media, I get contacted all the time through Facebook and Twitter, and it works. So
yeah, that's kind of how I got in contact with Lauren. Was I was following her on Twitter, and I thought, you know, she's a former ring announcer. I wonder if she would be interested in doing an interview with us. And she said yes. Yeah. So here we are, and we're talking, and we're talking about all kinds of things. And you were mentioning mixed martial arts MMA, and we do cover mixed martial arts on GirlWick.net as well. What's your interest in mixed martial arts? Do you follow it? Is there like a favorite fighter you have, or is it something that you know, sometimes that gets a reputation of being kind of a brutal sport. So is that something you enjoy to watch?
Yeah, you know, it's crazy. I didn't know if I would or not because, you know, it is pretty intense. But I just have to say I respect them so much. I mean, it's kind of like a dance almost, like they do. I mean, like the way that, like, they, you know, move each other around and, like, use their entire body to, you know, like, fight the, you know, their opponent is pretty impressive to me. And I just... You know, regardless of, you know, yeah, sometimes it can be a little difficult to watch with, like, the brutalness of it. But I definitely have to say that, you know, there is something that's very intriguing and amazing to watch about it.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. And let's go talk about the Super Bowl, because obviously I'm a big pro football fan. And what was it like, I guess, in, you know, 80,000 people at the Super Bowl to perform, not only in front of a large crowd, but you also were there with the likes of Britney Spears, Sting, and Aerosmith.
Yep. Yeah, that's right. It was pretty crazy. It was definitely, I'd say, probably the coolest performance I've ever done. I mean, how can you top that? That's pretty much as big as it gets. And it was amazing. I mean, one of the great things about it was at Raymond James Stadium in Tampa. The Bucks weren't playing, but that's where the Super Bowl was taking place. And that's my hometown. That's where I'm from. So that made it even doubly as exciting, you know, to be there. And, you know, I could, you know, have a few things that I could say that I'm sure many people would love to, which is that I got to watch the whole game, like, from on the field, which was pretty cool. And, you know, just got to enjoy that. I remember this is a moment I will definitely never forget. I came off, I did pregame, so it went, Sting and Styx and Aerosmith and Britney Spears were on the halftime show. We did the pregame show. And when I came off stage, Aerosmith was waiting there and Steven Tyler was waiting there in the, you know, wings, and he was like, "You girls rocked." And I was like, "Whoa, Steven Tyler just told me I rocked." I was like, "Not gonna forget this one. Nope, not gonna forget this one." It was pretty great.
You said you're from Tampa, and you're obviously probably a Bucks fan. Are you a big fan of football?
You know, I am a football fan. You know, you got to support the Buccaneers. You know, now being out in L.A., we don't really have a team. I guess the closest is, like, the Raiders. But I haven't really gotten into that. I don't think I've ever been to a Raiders game, actually, that I can recall. But when I go home, I try to go to some of the Bucks games. You know, my family, I kind of got raised a little bit more on baseball. So the Yankee spring training is always in Tampa, and I used to go with my dad every year, and I still go up with him every year to Legends Field to see the Yankees play. So I kind of got raised as a Yankee, even though I know that's probably sacrilegious to the Devil Rays. I'm sorry, any Devil Rays that hear this.
Well, the Devil Rays haven't done real well so far in their short existence, so I could see gravitating towards a predominant winner such as the New York Yankees. So that makes some sense.
Well, you know, I'm not just like, you know, just because the Yankees are doing well following them, but, you know, I have to say they did have that one year. I can't remember if it was last year or a year before where they got really far. They actually did really well. I mean, you're right. Typically they hadn't, but there was one year I remember, like, all of Tampa was banding together because they were doing so great.
For somebody that's never listened to your music, obviously there's going to be probably a lot of people that see or listen to this interview that have never heard your music. And, of course, we'll link to it and maybe even link to the video you have, the YouTube video of your song. How would you describe your music? And are you involved in the creative process? Do you help write your music, or do you have are you involved in the choosing of particular songs you want to perform?
100%. I write everything that you hear. So
awesome.
I'm a singer-songwriter as well as, as an artist. And I think that's a really big part of me, you know, as who as I am as a musician, because It's kind of, you know, writing music is almost like an outlet. It's almost like a, you know, a therapeutic kind of diary, or I guess if you will. You know, it's a way to, you know, get feelings and emotions like they're out, you know, to your fans and out to the world. And I think that's such a powerful thing. I mean, music is unbelievably powerful. And my music, I'd say I'd compare it to, it's kind of like Joan Jett meets Lady Gaga. It's like a rock meets, you know, electronic kind of, like, high-energy dance beat type of music. And so it's something that has a little bit of an extra edge, a little bit of an extra sass than, like, your typical, you know, kind of like electro pop song or whatever. And what's cool about it is that I can play it with a full band where I have, you know, two guitarists, bassist, drummer, and a DJ. Or I can play it, like, in a club where I'm just playing it with the house DJ and, you know, with some amazing sick dancers kind of behind me, and switch at my show depending on what kind of venue I'm performing at, which is pretty cool.
Awesome. And I really like that look inside. And that's a good comparison. I like that Joan Jett and Lady Gaga combination. I was going to ask you, who are the influences on your music? I was obviously think Joan Jett would be one. Who are some of the other bands or musicians you enjoyed growing up?
Oh, my goodness. You know, I've enjoyed everyone. I was a massive Michael Jackson fan growing up, and everything, any other type of genre in between. The only really type of music that I don't really listen to that often is, like, heavy metal or I don't listen to a ton of country, but I do appreciate a good country song. But that's really the only stuff that I don't really listen to. Anything else in between, if it's good, I'm all about it. But actually, one of the coolest things was, I mentioned that Michael Jackson I was a huge fan of growing up. And about 3 years ago, maybe almost 4 years ago now, I actually got to perform the song PYT, Michael Jackson's song PYT, at his birthday for him at the Orpheum Theater in Los Angeles. And it was kind of another one of those Steven Tyler Aerosmith moments, like one of the coolest things that, you know, I've gotten to do. And Access Hollywood was actually there filming it and taping it, and parts of it aired on their show. And Michael Jackson actually gave me a standing ovation. You know, just some things like that happen, you know, Steven Tyler telling you you rock, or Michael Jackson giving you a standing ovation to his song are just moments you don't forget. So that was pretty amazing.
Now, you're doing acting and singing. Is there one that you prefer, or is there one you focus a little bit more on than the other?
You know, that's so hard to say, because I really do love both. I have such a passion for my music. I mean, I think that one thing about the music is that you really create something from scratch. You know, you have an idea, you have a lyric, a melody in your head. You create something with a producer, you know, like put it to a beat, you sing it, you start, you know, adding harmonies and effects and all these other things. And then you finish with this amazing song. So it's kind of like a journey that you take with yourself. Whereas with acting, I'd say it's much more, you know, there's so many people involved to see a film, you know, when it's done, from lighting to sound to the actors to the director. It's such a process that there's something to be said and something that's really fun, you know, in that process or whatever as well. So I really enjoy both. I mean, ultimately, I would love to, you know, be touring the world, performing my music, and then in my off time doing feature films where my music is featured in the movies. And right now I've already been able to do that to a certain level. I have a movie that's out right now called Frat Party. It's a teen comedy. It's on Showtime and the Movie Channel. And I have two of my songs that are on that soundtrack. And actually in this movie that's coming out, Burned, the Lionsgate film, I actually will have one or two songs that will be on that soundtrack as well. So, you know, hopefully just, you know, making them bigger and better and having them be blockbusters films one day, and, you know, number one charting songs. I mean, that's the goal, I think, for anyone who's in the entertainment game. So
with acting, obviously you've done different roles. Is there a preference with acting? Do you prefer drama, comedy, action, or are you kind of open to, you know, whatever projects come along?
You know what? I think that's a great thing about acting, is that it's never the same. It's always something different, and you get to reinvent yourself every single time. And, you know, I really don't prefer one or the other, like, you know, comedy or drama. I mean, you know, I really enjoy drama because I love the challenge, but it is a lot more exhausting for me, especially when you have to come to set and either be, like, crying or something like that every day. I mean, you leave just, like, emotionally drained, you know, whereas with a comedy, you're laughing the whole time. So it's usually the set atmosphere is a lot more fun, you know. So it just kind of depends. In terms of, you know, the roles that I've kind of chosen, you know, I always love to look for something that's new and that's different that I've never played before. I'm actually really excited. I just got attached to another film. It's finishing getting its financing right now, but it's called Only One Way Out. And the character that I would play, if it ends up going, I actually am like this mafioso, like drug dealer, and this girl's super aggressive, and she actually ends up getting killed in the film, and I've never died in a movie, yet, and it makes me really excited. I want to do it so bad, just because I think it'll be so much fun to actually just die in it.
you were revealing some of your... I guess prize moments in the music business, obviously, you know, Steven Tyler telling you rock would definitely be one that you always remember, and then playing for Michael Jackson. Is there a highlight maybe with your acting career that really sticks out? Somebody said, "Whoa, you really nailed that one, Lauren. Great job." Or do you have a highlight so far with your acting career?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I mean, I'd say, you know, I did a movie called Raise Your Voice. It was a New Line Cinema film. And that was my first movie that I ever did that went nationwide to theaters. And I think, you know, just walking past a movie theater, it's just something as simple as this. It's, you know, it's not like, you know, necessarily a celebrity saying something to me, but just walking by a movie theater and, like, you know, seeing my movie, like, on, you know, on, like, on the kiosk, you know, like, all lit up, you know, the people are, like, going there and buying tickets for it was crazy. I mean, it was just unreal. You know, I actually bought a ticket one day and just, like, went in just to, like, you know, like, in my little, like, hoodie and glasses, like, just to, like, check it out. And it was, like, so crazy to hear people, like, you know, laughing at something that I said, or, I don't know, it was just surreal to see yourself, like, on the silver screen, like, that large. It was definitely, like, a really cool thing to see. I don't think it's something that I might ever get used to, but, yeah, it was pretty cool.
What's it like being part of a big TV show like you did Law and Order and CSI, and then obviously, you know, millions of people are watching it. I mean, it's got to be just a rush to see yourself on one of the hit star movies, even if it's just a small part.
Yeah, those are pretty crazy, simply because, the coolest thing about that was, you know, you come into a show like a CSI show or a Law and Order show, and these are top 10 rated shows, and the actors on the shows are amazing, and they're all kind of like a family and stuff, and you come in, and just everyone's so professional and so on point, and it's just such a pleasure anytime that you can walk into something and just work with people who are so talented. It just makes what you do so much fun, and such a great thing. And in each one, especially with those shows, I got to work with, like, the main lead actors on the show. I kind of lucked out. I was always a suspected murder victim. A suspected murderer. So I was usually in a good portion, if not most of the episode. I have to say that I never did it. I never committed the crime, even though I looked guilty as hell most of the time. But they were all really fun to do.
Do you have kind of a dream acting job? Would you want to be on a hit TV series, or is there like a movie project that you'd say, I'd love to do that? Do you kind of have a preference? Like, what would be like a dream acting job for Lauren Mayhew?
You know, I think I've always gravitated more towards films than television. I mean, there obviously is something great about being on a TV show and, you know, like I said, kind of with CSI and Law and Order, forming a family where you know everyone so well and you come to work and it's like, you know, an environment where you love to be, et cetera. But, you know, I think one thing that's great about films is that it is always changing. And I think I'm the type of person who loves a new adventure and something exciting and the new challenge of a different role every time. And so I think that would be, you know, if I could so choose my path, you know, I'd be happy with either. But if I could so choose my path, I think that would be my ideal situation.
Now, obviously, you're very busy with music and acting, but, you know, when you you're not currently working, what is Lauren like in real life, I guess? What do you like behind the scenes? What do you like to do in your personal life?
I'd say much in my personal life, how I am in, you know, my professional life, which is that I'm always searching for new fun things to do and traveling as much as I possibly can. I'm actually... like pretty outdoorsy and athletic, and like yesterday I was playing beach volleyball all day with my friends in Santa Monica. Last week I went, I have a really good Australian friend who's kind of an adrenaline junkie, and we go rock climbing together, and there's this really cool place to go rock climbing on Point Dune, which is in Malibu, and it's just beyond being gorgeous, is a great workout and pretty challenging. It's a lot of fun. I also take, you know, I've grown up dancing, so I take a lot of dance classes, hip-hop, ballet, salsa, into all that sort of stuff, and Something else. I'm pretty competitive. And one thing that I like to do, I actually haven't had in a while, but now talking to you, I'm like, damn, I got to schedule one of these. I love doing board game nights, which may sound totally cheesy and ridiculous, but they're so much fun. I have like a bunch of friends come over. We cook. You know, there's usually a lot of wine involved. And then we play like Scattergories, Taboo, Cranium, and it gets pretty intense.
We're Stratego. That was my all-time favorite board game from back in the
80s. No, I haven't played that.
Okay, that's a lot of fun.
I got to try that one. I've never played that before.
Add that to your list there, Stratego. That was my all-time favorite board game. When you talk about strategy, that was the ultimate strategy game for board games from, you know, I grew up in the 80s, so that was one of the favorite things to do. Obviously, then other than chess and checkers, but, you know, to play, obviously Monopoly, Life, Hangman.
Right.
We'll have
to bring that into rotation then.
There you go. Yeah, definitely. Kind of like to do in the last segment here is give you a chance to plug, you know, where can fans, readers, listeners find Lauren and what else do you have on the horizon?
Sure. One, definitely, first and foremost, I would, you know, encourage you guys to check out the music. For my music stuff, I actually go by Mayhem, so sometimes it's easier to look me up by that. But, you know, it should pop up either way if you put in Lauren Mayhew or Mayhem. But definitely check out the video. The song Look Inside you can get on iTunes right now. The hard copy release that'll be out in stores won't come out till September. We haven't set an exact date yet, but that'll be coming out, you know, in a few months. In terms of the acting stuff, the film Burned, which, like I said, may be changing to Burned Soul. They're still on a working title right now, but will probably be coming out around Christmas time, so you can definitely check out for that. And, you know, like you do, Steve, I encourage you guys to follow me on Twitter. My name is @LCMayhew, and you can always check out new stuff that I'm doing or shows that I have. I do a lot of shows in California, but I've, you know, been doing some shows in Florida and New York and on the East Coast and stuff like that as well. So, you know, if you message me, you'd be surprised. I'll probably respond and help you out with tickets or whatever else it is that you need. So I like to be really involved with my fans. And so just keep in touch. You guys can also check me out on LaurenMayhew.com. And I also put videos up of all my performances on YouTube. So I have my own YouTube channel, which is just YouTube.com/LaurenMayhew. So you can check out, you know, all the latest and greatest performances.
Awesome. And then, of course, you said you're going to be in Monroe, New Jersey, correct, for a wrestling convention.
Yeah, that's right. I'll be there for Legends of the Ring, so come on out. You can actually get a hard copy, you know, pre-released CD that's going to be I'll definitely have them by then. And I may be doing some sort of performance there. We haven't quite decided yet, but I'll definitely be there signing and hanging out, so come see me.
Well, definitely let us know. We'll definitely plug that at GirlWick.net. And if you see Lauren in person, definitely tell her that you heard her interview at GirlWick.net. We definitely would appreciate that. And we definitely appreciate your time today, Lauren. We really appreciate it. We wish you all the best of luck.
Thank you so much. I had a great time with the interview today.